Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cause you know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, Dark Ages, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Alex Morrison as Athelred the Reedy.
Keep your balls off my juggler.
Seth Morrison as Eldric the Healer.
Balthazar, how many times have I told you not to challenge ghosts to juggling matches?
Donovan Ballard as Botloff.
Oi, give the old English breakfast.
Sam Morrison as Balthazar Tosser.
Oh, he's making me feel just like a rustic sphere swapper.
And I am your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Peter Morrison. So grab onto your balls and a handful of leeches. Let's juggle.
Out of nowhere, this elderly guard swoops in as a cloaked figure goes to attack Eldric the Healer. So, Athelred.
You get a choice.
Roll to block the strike against
Balthazar.
Eldric.
Right.
Athelred, you can roll to block the strike against Eldric, or you can take a swing at the bad guy, but he'll probably hit Eldric first.
Is this my turn? This is what I'm doing on my turn? Okay, let me see. Alright, I'll roll to block. That feels like more what my guy would do.
All right, roll to block. Use your shield skill.
Okay, my shield skill is 55. So, and I rolled 86.
All right, well,
so I'll take his damage since I am interposing myself between
Unfortunately
the
for
and
the
Eldric.
Attacker, he rolled a 100.
Oh, sweet.
So you inexpertly jump between them, and he clangs against your shield, even though your shield is, like, not anywhere near.
Yeah, but it looks really cool.
Yeah, it does look really cool.
As they swoop in out of nowhere.
He was more interested in creating, like, the sparks.
But they both trip over each other.
Yeah.
Like Three Stooges.
In a heap on the ground. Okay.
And I shout out as I come out of the darkness, you know, and jump in front and say, "Get behind me."
Cool. I like it. Okay.
Badly.
So that was, I'm unilaterally declaring a surprise move.
Haha.
Botloff, you get a bonus turn.
Now you get a regular turn.
Oh, okay, sweet. Is he currently distracted by this phenomenal display of juggling going on?
Of course.
Adjacent?
That wouldn't be.
Is this the guy currently being juggled? I guess not.
No.
Okay. Wow, which one would this be, I guess, on our screen here?
So you're next to this dude. The guy to your left, or to the south of the map, is the one being juggled.
Okay, he's currently being juggled, and then I'm swooping in here between this guy and this pixie girl.
Yes.
Which is Eldrick.
Yes, so basically, you jumped in right here.
All right. He's like, get behind me.
And so he's to your north.
All right.
And to your southeast is the juggled guy.
Okay, I'm going to give this guy a good old-fashioned spearing. I say, surprise.
All right, he is...
Get behind me, Botloff.
Not carrying a shield. So he's going to try to dodge.
Okay, all right. My spear skill is 75, because my guy is a professional fighter. And I rolled a 22.
Okay, so that's a hard success?
Yes, a hard success.
His dodge was a pretty bad fail. He rolled an 80.
80, yikes. Okay, all right, so I hit with my spear thrust as I block his blow aside with my kite shield, which I have. I'm fully equipped here.
He's pretty legit.
What does your character
say? He's an actual guard.
What?
What does your character say?
Block.
All right. Okay. My damage is 1d8 plus 1 on a spear, plus my damage bonus, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or is it just 1d8 plus 1?
It says 1d10 on this. Where did I get... No, that's a missile. Never mind. Hand to hand.
Ooh, you got a missile?
Yeah.
Spear.
He can throw it, yeah. Spear long. Yeah, it just says 1d10. How did I get 1d8 plus 1?
Not plus damage bonus?
It doesn't say plus damage bonus, but I'm gonna say that doesn't make sense to me, and so you do get damage bonus.
Okay. All right, I'll do 1d10 plus my damage bonus, which is 1d4. Yeah. That is a 6 and a 4. That's a 10.
All right, he absorbs 2. So that takes off 8, right?
Yeah, and I say, "Huah!"
So he takes 8 damage, which is a lot. So he's going to make a con roll, which he fails, and he falls unconscious. He gets speared through the side. Swoon, coma.
Thank you, kind warrior.
I teabag him.
Proper English fashion. I give him the old English breakfast.
I give him the old Earl Grey.
I think calling it the English breakfast is the pinnacle of the teabagging jokes. Everybody can take the rest of the day off. Okay, so that guy is unconscious. I mean, you can spear him to death, but he's unconscious. As he falls unconscious, his cloak hood swoops back a little bit so you can see his face. It does not look like a very good face.
This is not a good face.
He says, "Vandalay, you bastard."
So what I mean by that is it's kind of... everything's in the right place for a human face. He's got a nose, he's got eyeballs, but it's so, like, scarified that it almost doesn't look like a human face. It
also juggles his eyeballs.
It's the Texas Chainsaw Man.
Looks like a pig.
The Texas Chainsaw.
It's leather face.
It's almost like a leather face. Or he's
pigs?
Wearing, like, a Jimmy the Fish face on his face.
Oh, my gosh. Carl Runt.
So it's like...
We finally caught up to Carl Malone.
Guess it technically... is humanoid, but it doesn't look like anything that any of you have ever seen. I'm gonna need...
Ooh, sanity roll?
You to make a sanity roll.
All of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not looking. I'm focusing on juggling. You need to focus on juggling?
Oh, so now you have to focus on juggling?
If you're juggling the guy in the face, then you're seeing his face, too.
Oh, yeah. Roll up close.
How did I see his face?
You're juggling this other guy in the face. I'm assuming they're all
right,
monstrous.
I succeeded. 67 out of 80 for me.
83 out of
7. I don't have any sanity points on my sheet.
Oh, really? Your sanity should equal your pal.
Hey, Sam, check this out. What'd I roll?
44.
What's my sanity?
45.
Wow. You're so lucky.
Shut up.
Did everybody succeed? 44 out of 45.
Yeah. I got an 83.
Ooh, I rolled an 04.
Ooh, beautiful.
I just became Irish.
Scrooge McDuck is back.
All right, Donovan.
04 out of 65.
All right, Donovan, roll 1d3. And Sam, your roll was so lucky that Donovan also loses 2 points of luck.
What? I think it's because you viewed the face through lens the of juggling that it.
Maybe I just assumed
the shock for you.
That his face was so hideous because my ball hit it right in the face.
I lost 3 points of sanity.
Donovan loses 3 points of sanity. I also want you to lose 2 luck points.
No.
That's just what a normal commoner looks like.
Who cares?
So it totally matches your expectations.
I'm not doing it.
Sam's like, commoners all look alike. You commoners all look alike.
Your faces are so filthy.
He just assumes all peasants look this hideous.
All right, so Seth, I believe Eldrick, the healer, who has 30 dex, you are now allowed to go. So to your right, which is to the east, is the guy getting juggled. And then to the northwest of you, a couple of probably 10-ish feet, is another one that's facing off against Donovan.
And then there's the...
The one kind of behind you to the east, that's the one being juggled. So he is currently...
Is he getting the old English breakfast?
No, the guy right in front of him is getting the English breakfast.
He's gonna get it.
The guy to the north, directly in front of...
Eldrick.
Ethelred is getting the English breakfast.
All right. I like to try to copy Balthazar, and I'm going to throw a throwing knife at the guy to the east.
Oh.
Okay.
And expect it to come back to me.
Roll to juggle.
Just kidding. I'm just going to throw my throwing knife. How many throwing knives can I throw? And can I get them back after?
Well, yeah, you can go pick them up, okay. But not when you're... So it takes a turn to pick them up. If you're in battle, you can't do it.
Yeah, I'll
you can
do
go
it.
Find them if they're fine.
If I survive, I'll do it after.
He throws it on the roof.
I gotta think it's normally a one throw, but Alex, what do you think?
In combat? Yeah, just one.
You can throw one.
All right. Okay. So my throwing knife skill is a 50, but my throw is a 25. So what do I roll?
50.
Okay. All right. 72.
Cool.
All right, so...
Throws it on the roof.
You flip the knife into your hand, and you throw it towards him. It goes spinning past his left shoulder into the darkness.
It's deflected by a juggling ball.
All right, that brings us back to the top of the order, which means, Botloff, it is your turn.
Surprise. Right.
Surprise.
Spear chucking time. Spear chucking time.
I hate you guys.
I call this the buffalo.
Are you really throwing the spear?
No.
Are you chucking it?
No, I'm not going to.
Are you going to step in between? Okay, where are you going? Like, you've got a dude directly in front of you, but you've got to take a step forward
stabby,
to
stab him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stabby, stabby.
All right, here we go. Stabby, stab time.
All right, he's going to fight back.
55 out of 40.
All right, he succeeded in fighting back, and so he hits you with his...
You're a lawfer, not a fighter.
What's your armor again?
1d3.
All right, roll d3.
2.
Take 2 damage.
Oof, Botloff, bro. All
right, and I believe...
Like Pete tonight, man.
Balthazar Tosser, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm still
wait, mine faster than them.
Oh, you're
or
right.
Or did I already go?
No, it should be your turn, because okay. I kind of dropped you into the middle of the last round. So, yes, you
it
can
It should
go.
Be
go
his ahead. First.
Yeah, he should have gone before you, but we're not going to redo that.
Okay.
Let's redo it.
All right, I'm going to...
Donovan's getting the English breakfast.
All right, as I spear this dude and I, drive him down into the ground as he goes, you know, unconscious. Ooh. I pull my spear out and I'm going to turn towards the guy that's currently attacking Botloff.
Okay, so to the northwest.
Yeah, he's going to turn and then just...
sweeping spear.
Yeah, sweeping spear strike.
Okay.
Sweep the leg.
Go ahead and roll. He's going to fight back.
Okay. I'm just going to try and stab him with my spear.
I start singing Colors of the Wind.
My spear skill is thank you, DM, for that.
That's beautiful.
I'm like, I don't know where it's coming from. I look at Sam, nothing. Donovan, nothing. I look over, the keeper.
The most unlikely suspect.
Hang my head in shame.
Laying out with some Colors of the Wind. Okay, sorry. My spear skill is 75. And I rolled a 69.
69!
So first I pull up my spear and I go, like it's an electric guitar.
So he fought back, and bad news, he rolled a 3.
Oh my god. This is horse.
So what is your... what's your mail?
I am wearing chainmail, which is 1d8 of damage negation.
All right. So he rolled a 3, which I believe is an impale.
Vlad.
Oh, is this Vlad?
Oh, yes. No, Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler.
My nemesis.
All right. So Vlad the Impaler shrugs yours aside, and then he thrusts in with his spear. Go ahead and roll for your...
Which is a d10 plus his damage bonus. So I'm going to die, guys.
He's got a short spear.
I'm about, D6. I'm about to die.
Pete, you're killing us, like, right off the bat.
That's because he doesn't have any of the story fleshed out after this.
You got pretty lucky.
1.
You got a 1?
Yeah.
Okay, he also got a 1. So he takes off 6 points of damage. I think you have 13 hit points, so yeah, I think you're still okay. One more hit, and you would be...
All right, so I slip in the mud.
Old man's getting slow in his old age.
And I get a taste of the old English breakfast.
I have a sword. I may as well use it instead of throwing balls.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Wow.
I was distracting him last turn.
Oh, I guess
those balls are going back in my pants now, and I'm pulling out my sword.
Nice. All right, make with the stab.
Am I up?
Yeah, you're up. As much as it pains me to say it, are you going to attack the guy that you have been juggling to the east?
Yeah, I mean, I may as well.
Or are you going to attack the guy who just speared your...
They're farther away.
Saving hero. Yeah, I mean...
And there's two on that... Or there's two guys against those guys, so I may as well... Correct. I'm going to go to this other guy.
But there's... So this guy to the north... This guy to the north is unconscious. So really...
Oh,
you,
right.
Yeah, you and the...
It's to northwest or just to the east.
All right, it's two... Yeah... There's already two guys on the other guy, so I'm gonna. Right. I'm gonna.
So you're
go
gonna head to the east.
Yes.
And you're gonna charge this.
I'm going
guy
after the man I juggled.
Okay.
It's only proper. Okay.
Give the old English breakfast.
Hold your horses. I'm getting to that. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna charge him with my short sword.
All right. He's gonna fight back.
Well, crack on.
Roll off.
You're in trouble.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
How are you rolling so good?
Rolled an
you
83 out of 65.
Good. He rolled a 34, so he hits you.
What's your chain?
What's your armor?
1d6 plus 1.
Your armor is 1d6 plus 1?
It's leather and rings.
Should have juggled.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, because you're fancy. You have a bunch of money.
I'm going to die.
Why did I give you that?
Because I'm fancy. Because
he's fancy.
Money.
He's got a bunch of money.
Roll a d6, then.
You should have juggled him.
It doesn't matter. Because you have plus D1.
I rolled a 6.
Okay, so you have 7, and he rolled a 1. So it bounces off your stupid chain.
Careful, rope. I bite.
Why are you the way that you are? All right, this guy, it's his turn now, so he's going to
spin move
fight you again. So he...
I whip my balls out again, start juggling.
Yeah, he's going to juggle him.
Are you going to try to fight back, or are you going to shield?
Can so, can if I fight back, do I... Yeah, can I juggle back? Is it just a fighting brawl? Fighting brawl or a dodge? Is that my option?
Can I juggle
shield
back?
Or fighting brawl? Or if we can think of some way how you can juggle back that makes any sort of sense, sure.
What do I roll for shield?
Oh, like, that would... I mean, oh, you could, it would be tough to hit somebody when they're juggling, juggling in your face.
Just make him,
you guys can see the look.
Make
he's
the attacker
giving me
take
right
a penalty
now.
Die because he's getting
yeah,
face
like
juggled.
You're just juggling the balls up into his face and he's
all
trying
right,
to hit
fine,
you.
Fine, Seth.
Like, through multiple juggle strikes.
I will allow Seth's suggestion, even though it's stupid.
What'd he say?
If you successfully juggle, which is pretty much a guarantee, he rolls with a penalty die.
The attacker guy.
Or you can fight back.
Or you can fight back, or you can shield. So you have multiple options.
Fighting back, well, juggling's obviously my best option.
but I kind of want to fight back and kill this guy.
We all die because.
But you have to beat him. You have to get a remember, a success higher than his.
Can he juggle his sword?
Hey.
No, because he doesn't have two swords.
Well, I can use balls.
He can throw it in with his balls.
Yeah.
Well, you've never seen a juggler like juggle multiple objects?
I am a world-class juggler.
You did this
juggler.
To yourself, Pete.
I'm not some.
You did this to
I'm
yourself.
I'm not just some bucolic ball dropper.
He's not some slum juggler.
World famous.
Slum juggler.
I start spinning my sword up in the air, whip my balls out, and start throwing those with it, and I juggle.
I can't decide if I should just roll with this or if you guys are making a mockery of the game.
Hey, Pete, you're the one who made him a juggler.
They have juggler as an occupation in the thing.
You could have taken it out.
Pete thought it would be a hilarious joke to make Sam this amazing world-class, world-famous juggler and gave him a 99 in juggling.
He allowed his last name to be Tosser.
And now we're making him pay for it.
Okay, here's what I will allow. You can juggle the sword, but you can't use your juggle skill. You have to use your regular sword skill.
What? Then what's the point of juggling a sword?
Fine. Here's the deal, though.
You're so easy manipulating.
It's a regular. It's a regular.
Wait.
It's a regular fight back. You can use the 99, but if he gets a regular success and you do, you lose. And on top of that, you're juggling a sword, and so you lose possession of your sword.
Ooh.
It will fall on the ground, and you will have to take a turn to pick it up.
You'll be a common ball dropper.
All right. Yeah, I take that deal.
All right.
But this might make you feel like a bucolic ball dropper.
Would you want to be a bucolic ball dropper there, Sam, my boy?
I'm so happy right now.
Hold on. I rolled a hard success, a 46.
Oh. Hang on.
You rolled an 01.
Yeah, stop he's rolling. Impale so you, dude.
He rolled an extreme success.
Whatever.
Oh, he's making me feel just like a rustic spear swapper.
We're all gonna die because Sam just has to juggle everything.
All right, your spear, your sword goes clinging to the ground. You can roll for your stupid armor again, but you're gonna take damage.
What? Why am I gonna take damage?
All right, you might not take damage.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 1 again.
But right, you did drop your sword.
You did drop your sword.
You can't even remember the last time you dropped something.
You dropped your sword, though. You're humiliated. You're going to take a penalty die of shame next time you do anything.
To be fair, I don't usually juggle during combat.
Yeah.
I'm not normally in combat. I have servants that do it for me, but I'm in a bit of a tight spot.
You're not a war juggler.
All right. Eldric the Healer,
it's your
turn. I
don't juggle in the slums.
All right. I'm not normally one that's partial to other people, at least expending like myself for other people, but I do like other people's company, and I do appreciate the fact that that guy just jumped out of the shadows and protected me, so I'm going to cast a healing spell.
Ran onto the end of the other guy's spear.
Right. Oh, okay. So you're going to heal
spell? I'm going to cast a healing spell.
Get behind me.
On that guy that serves English breakfasts.
All right, remind me what your heal spell
is. It's 6 magic points. I take 1 sanity, and it's 1 hit points per round.
Oh, per round? Like it? Do you, like, concentrate on it?
I think so.
That's all the details I have.
I always put, like, the note in here, and then I'm like, this is...
Yeah, you're like, I'll remember this.
Famous last words.
Here it is, healing. Cast, so I made this fewer magic points than it is in the thing because I wanted you to actually be able to use it.
Nice.
Casting time is 2d6 rounds, which I think is... Okay, whoa. So you roll 2d6s, and then that's how many hit points you give, but it is a concentration spell, and so you're basically casting it. So you roll 2d6s, that's how much health you give back, but you also are occupied for that many rounds.
That's all right. I'm not really a fighter. Okay. So, I'm going to take off 6 magic points. I'm down to 10. I'll take off 1 sanity. down to 79. And let's see. And now I roll 2d6.
Yep.
All right. Okay, here
I
we go.
Be way off on how this is all supposed to work.
All right, first one's a 5. The second one's a 2.
Once the spell has been invoked, the healing process is accelerated, and after 2d6 rounds, the injured person is healed for 2d6 hit points, up to the maximum hit points.
Okay, so after 2d6 rounds. So it takes a while to actually cast the spell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if it takes... So if I rolled a 7, doesn't that mean for 7 rounds, each round you get one more hit point?
No. You cast the spell at the end of 7 rounds.
Well, that's dumb. Why does it say one hit point per round? I guess that's just Pete's notes on my sheet, but...
Healing. Okay. Once the spell has been invoked, the healing process is accelerated, and after 2d6 rounds, the injured person is healed for 2d6 hit points.
All right. Okay. Well, are you cool with me backing out of that then?
Do you have a different healing that's not a spell? Because you're a healer. Do you have to use a spell to do it?
Yeah, you could probably just do like a first aid or whatever on me after.
Yeah.
Or a medicine.
Let's see. Okay, I do have some medicine skills and a first aid. Okay, no, that's fine. I mean, Pete, if you're alright with it, I'd like to back out of that decision now that I know the rules.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, I guess I'll run up and dagger the guy to the east in his face.
The one who was getting juggled?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta protect Balthazar.
That's true. You do have to protect him.
Yeah, he's a national
all right,
treasure.
So, my...
I don't know if I'd go that far.
My dagger is a 50 skill.
All right, he's gonna fight back.
Got an 86. Or failed very badly.
He also failed, so...
Yeah.
All right, I think that brings us back to the top of the order, right?
Yeah.
So, it is... Ethelred. Ethelred.
Okay.
Red.
After I get stabbed horribly, I'm like, oh! Like how I'm the best fighter and I have the most armor, and I just got wrecked.
Well, you're pretty old.
better take up juggling.
That fills me with rage. Yeah, I'm gonna go retire and become a juggler. All right. all right. I'm gonna try and spear this fool.
All right. He's gonna fight back.
Okay. Why my spear skill is 75. I rolled a 54. I love the sound of that oof.
He whiffed. He got rolled a 65.
So okay.
You hit.
All right, sweet. So a d10 plus a d4. That's a 12. I rolled a 9 and a 3.
Nice.
My guy is really mad about
Why don't you go
stabbed.
Ahead and give us a dimratic description of this guy's painful death.
Oh, dang. Okay. All right, so after I stab this other dude and I drive him down to the ground, like, I immediately pull the spear out after I gave him the English breakfast, and then I turn towards this other guy who Botloff is trying to fight off. And though I slip in the blood that has come out from the dude, so he catches me off guard, and his spear just stabs into my side. And while he's doing that, I just rage, and I grab it with one hand and pull my spear out and just stab the dude right in the neck as I grunt with pain and anger.
All right, the guy gurgles and then drowns in his own blood. He hits the dirt.
This is how we did it in the 80s.
The 980s.
The 980s.
And I do the moonwalk.
Alright, Botloff, it is your turn. There is an unconscious... So there's a dead dude directly in front of you to the north. To the northeast, there is an unconscious dude with a bleeding wound. And then to the southeast is the dude fending off the crusty juggler and the healer.
Whoa.
Whoa. You gonna take that?
You gonna take what he just called you? Called you a crusty juggler.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You step off.
He's also from the 80s.
It was the best.
All right, I guess I move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spaces. And I go kill the other guy.
All right, so you're going to go
crusty juggler.
Fight the...
Whoa! Stop that.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to spear him. Right, I'm going to spear you like the whale or your mother.
He's going to fight back.
No, he's not. Finally, I failed again.
You're the worst seaman.
What'd you roll?
62 out of 4A. I like to spend some luck. Somebody else is, of course.
So you're going to spend 22 of a random...
Don't really give a shot. Who wants to give me the luck? Because I'm sick of failing. I'm the worst fisherman of all. I didn't really want to bring this up or anything. I know it's a bad time. We're in the middle of combat.
Oh.
You're not really a seaman.
So there's... No, the combat rules when somebody's like overwhelmed because they're being attacked by like a group. So they can only fight back once per round.
Uh-huh.
Or depending on how many attacks they have. And then the subsequent attacks, I think, are made with advantage too, with a bonus die.
Oh, really?
Because they're being like overwhelmed by multiple attackers. I think that's.
Sounds made up.
Okay. So I should have a bonus die?
Go ahead and have a bonus die. He can't dodge or anything. I'm really good at just making up
rules off the top of my head. not the after the first time. Or maybe he makes the other ones with a disadvantage. I'd have to see. I think that's what it is. It's after the first one, everything else is made with a disadvantage because...
So he doesn't have advantage, or does he have advantage and he has disadvantage?
I can't remember. Do you have the book?
Yeah, it's right here.
All right, well, I'm going to probably fail anyway, so... Oh, a 2.
Ooh.
That's an extreme spearing.
I mean, you can just make a call on it.
It's up to you. I just rolled a 2, though.
But I just remembered that. It's something I always forget about.
Okay, go ahead. That's an impale, so you get full damage plus another roll.
Another roll? All right, so 10 damage. And it's going to be 14.
All right.
Extreme success.
Give me a Dimranic description of this guy's painful death.
I stab him twice, right? I double stab him.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it matters.
All right.
You have creative license here. The guy's already dead. It doesn't affect gameplay, so have at it.
All right, as the crusty juggler is juggling and...
Whoa! You stop that right now! I'll have you flogged.
By what, your balls?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes, I do have a ball of 9 tails.
Several of them.
Oh. What?
A ball of 9 tails? That would be vicious.
It would.
Yeah, you should have those.
I absolutely do.
Can you have a
ball of 9 tails? I am a world famous juggler. Of course I have them.
That would be quite the show, to be juggling balls of 9 tails.
How do you think I got to where I am if I wasn't juggling balls of 9 tails?
Yeah, how would he get where he was if he wasn't juggling balls of 9 tails?
I'm not just some uncouth orb chucker.
Orb?
Fine, you have a ball of 9 tails. However, in order to successfully attack with a ball of 9 tails, you have to get at least a hard success. Otherwise, you're going to hit yourself with it.
Or you tail yourself with one of those 9 tails.
Yeah, I mean, it's a freaking ball with whips going everywhere. If you want to successfully use it, you need more than regular skill.
Okay, so yeah, when a character is outnumbered by the opposition, the character is at a disadvantage. Once a character has either fought back or dodged in the present combat round, all subsequent melee attacks on them are made with one bonus die.
Woo!
So the attacker gets a bonus die. You don't get a disadvantage die for whatever you do.
Correct.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, that's the way we played it out, and he got speared to death. So, cool. Oh, yeah, Donovan.
So, all right. So as the balls are up in the air, everything goes into slow motion. And... as he's looking at the balls, through a haze, he sees a spear, like a harpoon, coming at him. And it jabs him right in the eye, and he goes, oh!
goes through his head, and it sticks him to the wall behind him, which is pretty far behind if you can see it.
Yeah, that's like 40 feet.
Yeah, he goes 40 feet, and he's into the wall.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, so...
Guy's dead.
You kill the final guy. There's another guy that's unconscious. Do you leave him as is, or do you go over and execute
him? We give him the English breakfast, obviously.
I think we should question this one. Who the hell are you?
Yeah, can I use, like, a magic...
Why are you here?
Can I use one of my remedies to wake this fool up?
I do want to go take a look at him, at least, and see... I want to examine these guys and see if I can tell who the heck they are.
Let's tie him up first.
Okay, so you...
If they have any, like... insignias or colors or anything on them for
you pull back their hood, the one that is alive, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And he has a scarified face. He has he has dark hair. It's black as midnight.
Whoa.
And then he has a scar like a... Or he has a tattoo like a lightning bolt.
He's the boy who lived.
I think this man specializes in pottery.
I mean, are you gonna... So, for real...
I know this guy. He's a potter down the road.
I hate potters.
So for real, are you gonna like... So he's got a scarified face. See, it's mutated to some extent from the way that you understand.
Understand got, faces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a... I mean, that's the way you would take it in as a guy in the Dark Ages. You'd be like, he's got a mutated face.
Right. So is he like scarified, like scarification? Like, does it look like ritual... stylized scarification, or like a dude that's been in a lot of fights and he's like
this the first one.
Okay.
Oh, I hate punkers.
Is he oh no, he has midnight hair at least.
He's got dark hair, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the question is, so that's what you see by pulling back his hood. Are you gonna like search his body and
yeah, I wanna see like what he's got on him.
All
and
right,
and I guess
strip...
also like so the scarification, yeah, looks like it was done purposely. And then you also said that he seems, like, malformed. Is that, like, as a result of the scarification, or, like, that he was born that way?
It looks like a result of the scarification. From what you can tell, again,
yeah,
you're, like,
it's not
a guard.
Like a,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, like, a natural, like, or, like, a physical or biological abnormality.
Some kind of intentional
right.
scarring.
Yes.
Okay, so,
the
yeah.
one thing you can tell is that all three of these dudes are scarred in the same way, and so...
Okay.
It's a fair assumption that it was done purposefully because they wouldn't all accidentally get scarred in fights
right.
in the exact same way.
Yeah, yeah.
As you start taking off the clothes of the unconscious man...
Ew!
You just said you were searching his body.
That's what I'm doing. I'm
you do
see.
Find, like, a dark, almost like a brand, but it is, like, black. Like, there's ink on his wrist, and it does resemble a lightning bolt.
What do you guys think? Should I wake this guy up? Can I use some of my herbs... and wake him up.
Well, let me tie him up first with
and
a fishing net.
And then we can interrogate
net.
Him.
You,
I always have a fishing net.
You, are you some kind of healer?
I am.
You think maybe you could use your healing arts on my wounds?
Maybe, for the right price.
A prize is your life, which I saved, if you don't remember.
All right, you convinced me. Every one of my characters has to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can do that, but should we question this guy? Should I wake him up?
I would like to question this ugly bugger.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
So ugly.
With my herbs.
Is he anything else on his person? Like,
he's just wearing a cloak. He's got pretty regular peasant type clothes, so he's got like a tunic and then some like leather pants.
Okay. Leather pants.
Well, like, no, they're
some kind of rock star.
He is a punker. Not cotton. What's the wool? Sorry, they're wool pants.
Oh.
He doesn't have anything on him. It's actually kind of surprising. He doesn't have like a money bag or
okay.
The only thing he's got is a spear and his cloak, and that's it.
Okay.
Healer.
Yeah. All right. So I start pulling out some leeches out of a bag, and I start putting them on this man.
Okay.
There you are.
Make a medicine roll.
Let me
make a medicine.
All right. Do a medicine roll, 51 and a 93.
He stabs him again.
Does that actually heal him since he's trying to use leeches? So a success with leeches would be damaging.
Okay, the leeches work for some reason.
What? Why did the leeches work? He failed.
I know, but he also succeeded his freaking con roll with a penalty die.
So he wakes up, has nothing to do with what Eldrick's actually doing.
He just got leeches attached to his body, so I'm like, alright, I'm gonna do a con roll with a penalty die, and he succeeds
there
the con
we
roll.
Are now, wake
this
up.
This is like Eldrick's entire career.
It's Tallahassee Turner,
yeah,
dude.
Just doing stupid stuff, and it just works.
Alright, I put my spear to his throat. When I say, who are you?
Hold it. I put my spear to his
throat.
Wait
a minute. I was standing above him.
I put my balls to his throat.
What?
Nice, yeah.
I'm a juggler.
I'm going to talk.
I do find my sword and pick
anything
it up.
But the balls.
Who are you? Where are the other drugs going? Swear to me.
Yeah, well, I step on his chest, hold him down to the ground. We got spears, two spears and three balls to his throat.
And a dagger.
And a dagger comes in from the side, and a leech.
Yeah, I pull out another leech and put it by his eyeballs.
He's got leeches all over his face as they inch towards his eyeballs.
Now you want this to stop? You want those leeches to go away?
And so yeah, so he says, "Who are you?"
Release me.
Okay, somebody roll intimidate. Who do you want to roll? Mm. They can have opponent a bonus die.
I have 15%.
I also have 15%.
I do
not
as
very
well.
Intimidating.
What's your interpersonal skill you have?
Seth, what's your intimidating?
I don't have one.
You don't have an interpersonal skill?
I don't have any points.
I have a fast talk. I'm a good fast talker.
If you don't have an interpersonal skill, then it was by accident.
Maybe I'm not much of a talker.
Yeah, but you should be at least somewhat intimidating.
More of a man of action.
All right. I'm going to say Alex.
Ooh, I spend one lux.
No, you don't.
Yes, I got 16. I want to spend one luck and intimidate the shit out of this guy.
Don't pronounce it right.
Oh, I want to intimidate the shit out of him.
Fine, I'll allow it for some stupid reason.
He rolled a 16.
Yeah, but he didn't. We never made a declaration. If he would have rolled a 95, he wouldn't have been like, I rolled a 95.
I would have spent luck.
You
sod.
He was the first one who jumped in and yelled.
Balthazar, you lose 1 point of luck.
No! I'm the luckiest man alive.
Not anymore.
I don't know, my leeches work pretty well.
My name is
Piggy Face.
Interesting.
Gotta oink.
Sorry.
More.
Mm. Must be from the country.
My name is Lothbot.
Right. Are you mocking me?
Maybe a little.
I'll kick your arse.
What the heck?
Where did your accent go?
Don't worry about it. I'm a sailor. Anyways, who are you?
He just told us. He's
Lofbot.
Lofbot.
Lofbot. The wise.
What are you doing here?
Who are you with?
We are the protectors in the woods. The protectors of the ancient texts.
In the woods?
In the woods.
So the texts are in the woods. I told you he was a country boy.
They're not in the woods anymore.
What are these ancient texts you're talking about?
Danger.
You mean like the scriptures?
Depends on what god you worship.
It's blasphemy.
What's blasphemy?
Is there still screaming and stuff going on?
No, it's surprisingly quiet now.
Okay, is he describing it to me?
Yep.
Wait, so what?
No, there's...
Why am
I talking like this? No, there's no screaming. It's surprisingly quiet now.
Okay. Killed everyone, and now they're going to kill us. Oh, my gosh.
Look, I think we need to go and see if there's any more hanging around here. Though, thank you for your help. And subduing these
no,
ones.
No, you're not dead. Hold on, I have one more question.
Wait, no, he's not
I'm
dead.
I'm not dead.
What, no?
Why are you attacking everyone? Leeches!
Oh, let me get more leeches.
I stab him with my spear.
Healer, make with the leeches.
I'm stabbing him right now.
What? Why are you stop stabbing him?
I'm stabbing him in the throat.
No, that's the opposite.
I got
we
all
need.
The information I wanted. Look. Tree, text, and... What did you say before?
Wait, did he really die?
Ancient. Yeah, he failed his con roll. He died.
Wait, oh.
Nobody... Actually,
he only got one
him.
Ball in the face.
I rolled con every round, and he finally died.
All right.
Nobody healed him. You
I
just
shake him. Where are the scriptures going? Where are the texts going?
Can I do one more leech?
I mean, you can try, but no. I don't anticipate leeches will work this time.
Healer, leech this man.
Ah, I put a leech right on his face.
Good. More leeches.
More leeches. I put more leeches right on his face.
More.
I roll for leech.
It's not enough. He's not up. More leeches.
Put one in his throat.
All open right. It. I'll go his mouth
one
open.
Right down his throat like this. Put one down his throat.
I rolled a two.
There you go. I'll make him. Do you have any cookies?
I put about five leeches in his wound.
Pills are good.
Okay, what do you guys do?
I'm going to make him chew. He's probably got low blood sugar.
Chewing a leech?
What was his constitution?
See, he's got low blood sugar. We're going to make him chew.
Oh, no.
He's dead. He has ceased to be. He is an ex-shambleman.
All right. I've seen this before. He's dead.
Me if anything changes.
All right.
I hate the southeast.
All right, what we got? All right. What's your name again? It's Raid.
What?
Ethelred.
My name's Ethelred.
So, is that what you said?
There's some fallen gratitude for someone who just got his life saved.
By me?
By me.
By
you.
But what do you mean by you?
I just saw you about getting stabbed a whole bunch before I got stabbed. Real good.
But you see, I speared that guy 4 feet across the yard.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty awesome. Hey, Juggler.
Yes?
What's your name?
Juggle.
I'm the famous Balthazar Tossa.
Never Wait. Heard of you.
Wait.
Oh, you have
You're
Mouth.
The Malthazar.
I am the the very same.
The Balthazar Tossa.
The very same.
He's world famous, this one.
World famous. I've been all over the world. I'm a sailor, mate.
He's not just some slum juggler.
I'm
not
and
just
I some slum juggler. And I am Eldrick the Hewer.
I start juggling.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, he hasn't succeeded juggling yet. Roll for juggle.
Roll for juggle.
Unthinkable.
This is a bit of an off night for me.
Unthinkable.
Oh,
an uncouth orb checker.
You're a ball dropper, aren't you?
He's saying,
I haven't dropped my balls since I was 14.
Oh my god.
Pete's gonna throw up.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I got a headache.
Oh my gosh. Impossible.
Alright, I caught you red handed, you ball dropper.
Wait a minute. This couldn't be Balthazar Tosser.
After Balthazar.
This is just some slung jugger. Some bucolic ball dropper.
I can't. 100, dude.
Some rustic spear swapper over here. Masquerading.
No.
Is Balthazar Tosser.
I swear it.
I seen that, eh?
Just give me another chance, please. It's been a very unusual night.
Hang on. You need to roll for sanity.
Yeah, that is.
All right, just succeeded.
Take one sanity loss.
I've never seen that many veins pop out of your face, Pete. Holy crap. He's laughing so hard.
Yeah, people are extremely superstitious in this day and age. I mean, they take that as a bad omen.
Excuse me, we did just barely escape with our lives.
All right, the rest of you need to roll for... you need to make an intelligence check.
There's something else going on here. That was a bad omen if I've ever seen.
I failed.
I think you're supposed to fail.
My intelligence is 70, and I rolled a 56.
So you succeeded?
Yes.
I got
all right, so if you failed intelligence...
Out of 55.
Wait, what did you say, Seth?
28.
Okay, so if you failed intelligence, you are tricking yourself into assuming he's an imposter, and that's how you reconcile it in your brain. If you succeeded, you are fully aware that he is the Balthazar Tosser, and you need to take 1 point of sanity loss. Bad omens.
Wait, say that one more time.
So he's taking sanity?
No, the only one who doesn't take sanity loss is Donovan. Everybody take 1 point of sanity loss, except for you.
You're not going to fool me.
I don't need to fool you.
You just did.
You're a filthy sea rat.
You're just a crusty juggler.
You call me a crusty juggler one more time, the only sea that you'll be sailing is the pools of urine in the king's dungeons.
Crusty juggler.
All right.
You get
stop it. All right, man. Stop. We have bigger problems right now.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do?
Okay,
I want to go to the next part of the story.
Okay, I want to actually pick one of these guys up and like throw him over my shoulder. What do you
give me a hand here? I'll help you.
Oh, you want to pick one of the deceased?
Yeah, one of the dead guys up.
I'm
going to pick him up.
I'm
going like,
to roll a strength check.
Throw him over
right.
my maybe no. shoulder.
I refuse to touch.
Okay, I want
to
take him back to whatever
the monastery
where I work, where I am a guard, employed as a guard.
Okay. So you guys go immediately.
And as we like walk through, like does it look like this was like a concentrated attack? Are there more of these guys around or
there aren't any more.
Or,
you
like,
saw a whole
people?
Bunch of yeah, there's wounded and injured and a few people who are dead. It doesn't look like there's a lot of people who are mortally wounded, but you did see multiple other skirmishes around. Mm-hmm. Especially you on your way over there.
Before we leave, can I, out of gratitude, can I leech this warrior that saved my life?
Oh, yeah. I'd like a good leeching.
Depends on what you mean by leeching. Do you mean real leeching, or are you using leeching as a...
Yeah, I mean, like...
catch-all phrase.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-all. It heals everything.
Yeah, you can heal him.
I pull out an elixir that's been mixed with leeches. Just leech juice.
I don't trust it if it doesn't have leeches.
And I say, here, drink this. This will make you... this will heal you fast.
Okay.
And...
But if the healing takes more than 4 hours, then consult another healer.
All right, I take the concoction from Eldritch.
Roll the 94.
Hey, Eldred, I bet you he'd chokes on it.
It just tastes terrible.
Okay, it has no effect.
Take two sips of this and call me in the morning.
I take like one sip and it just tastes like so much anus.
Yeah.
That I'm like,
Thank you, healer.
Super salty.
And I like dump it over my shoulder. I pour it on the dude.
Roll sleight of hand.
Yeah. Okay, do we see any more of these guys dead? Like, did anybody else succeed in killing one of these fools?
Not that you can see. So are you purposefully, like, searching around the city?
No,
or
I'm
just on your
looking
way
as we're walking towards the monastery.
Okay,
just so observing the surroundings.
I don't know how to pronounce this word. Medimron.
Okay.
Minstress.
Minstress?
Yeah. That's where you're heading. That is essentially the monastery, though.
Okay.
So you guys carry the body of this interesting fellow through the streets of London, through the aftermath of this skirmish or battle or raid or whatever you want to call it. People are trying to get fires put out, small blazes that are burning people's homes and their stores of food for their livestock. It's a quiet night now, especially in contrast to the fracas that there was before. You get to the center of town. Most of these burrs are built around the monastery or the church, whatever they have. You climb the stairs, you open the door. You're not the only ones who have congregated here. There's a few people in the pews. It's a modest stone building. It's got kind of the vaulted ceilings that they try to... But it's not as... It's pretty dingy inside. It's pretty dark. Most of the windows that people had back then were reserved for monastic buildings like this, but the windows are small, and so not a whole lot of light is getting in. Near the front where the altar is, you see a man in a brown robe. He's got his arms folded, not in a menacing sort of way, in a hands folded kind of monkish way, friar way. A few families and people with injured family members are strewn about. Some are laying down on the pews. Some people are just taking a breather, and others are whispering to each other. There's a low murmur of voices, but nothing distinct. You guys enter. What do you do?
All right, everybody get out right now. Get out, move it.
People lift their heads up and look at you, but then they go back to what they're doing.
I'm assuming I know the head of the monastery here.
Yes. That is Friar
Tuck.
It's not Friar Tuck. It should be
Chuck.
Friar Buck.
That's
Friar Chuck.
Friar Abel can't play tonight.
Friar Abel
can't play again.
So Friar Abel is down near the end.
Does he sound like a...
You catch his eye and he nods to you.
Landers.
He's got a kind of slightly puzzled look on his face when he notices that you have something slung over your shoulder.
Okay. So I make my way down the aisle here of the pews towards Friar Abel, carrying the guy on my shoulders. Just kind of glancing around to see if there's, like... Does it look like the people here are distressed? Like, did they come huddle here, like, for safety? Or does it look like they were here and they aren't aware of what happened?
No, they look like they are huddled here for safety.
Okay.
Like, they either fled the raiders or the invaders or whatever you want to call it. Or they got injured and came here for shelter so that they were safe.
Yeah.
Right. So are we with Abel now?
Did you guys all walk up there?
Oh, I would like to speak to him as well.
Yeah, so we walk up, and I say to him, I say, Friar,
yes.
I assume you've heard of the attack.
I did. Many people came in and have hurled here for safety and the numbers. I'm pleased that that's what they chose to do.
I start trying to peddle my remedies to everyone in the pews.
All right, Seth, I guess roll for fast talk.
That's a 31.
Out of
65. It's a hard success.
Hard success. Oh, nice. All right. So you're preoccupied doing that. So you're not, I guess, part of this conversation. I'll get back to you on how many sales you make.
Sweet.
So I walk up. I bring the man forward and I lay him down on the ground near the friar.
He crouches down.
He says, "Friar, this is one of the men who attacked tonight. We managed to fight a few off. We killed a few."
"Yes, I can see this man is dead."
Is he? No. He's he'll be all right. He's got. We gave him medical attention.
Leeches.
Look, see.
I'm sure he'll revive eventually.
Look, he's got a lot. We used a lot of leeches on this one.
All right. Thank you, Ethelred. Can you please introduce me to your companions here?
Oh, these are men that were also fighting. These are...
Right, nice to meet you.
I am Balthazar Tasso. I'm sure you're aware of me since you summoned me here. I would like to know, of all evenings, why this one?
Well, Balthazar, if you can tell from the letter I sent you, I asked for you to arrive tomorrow morning.
Okay, I guess I assumed that me performing at this place meant that it was already the evening after tomorrow morning.
No, we don't need to have this.
I guess at the Minstries in London, okay. Yes. This makes more sense now. I retroactively do not ask that question.
Yeah, so you were supposed to... Balthazar reveals that he got a letter from Friar Abel, can't play tonight, and he had a meeting scheduled with him for tomorrow morning.
So then, Friar... This man is who he says he is. He is the Balthazar Tasso.
At your service.
He is, yes. He does not, as most people have heard, play many slum juggles, as they call it.
I've heard.
Juggles?
Yeah. Just one annually.
Yes.
Well, listen here. I think you might be a little bit confused. That's an imposter. I just watched him drop his balls outside. Everybody saw it. Ray, you saw it?
Is that mead I smell on your breath? How many cups did you have?
I just forgot that he didn't roll penalty dice the whole rest of the battle. Yeah. Oh, well.
He sobered up right quick.
I'm a sailor. I can take many a drink and be just fine. So don't worry about me. But listen, it's an imposter. I'm telling
this
you right now.
This gentleman
I'm telling
is
right
out.
Now.
No, wait.
All of his coin.
Hold, please. This brings me, Friar, to the next... thing that needs to be discussed. This is a night of ill omens, for Balthazar Tasso dropped a ball.
Why do we have to bring this up? It was one time. Am I not allowed a single ball dropping?
But look, Friar, these men, they attacked, and then immediately after Balthazar.
That is an ill omen, and as a man of the cloth, you know I'm not disposed to believe in these types of things.
These were bad tidings.
But I
heard.
Believe this is great timing for you. Balthazar, I called you here to hope to commit to you a task, as I heard you were on the road soon, that you could carry a message to Canterbury, the head of our order, the Archbishop of all... of the country.
Wow.
Is there.
He must be very important.
He is the most
He's the Archbishop.
Important. He's the Archbishop. Well,
clearly I already am acquainted with him because I perform in such circles, so I suppose I could pass along a message, yes.
Do you know him as Archie?
He doesn't prefer people calling him that, but yes, of course I do.
But you call him Archie.
Of course I do.
Well, look, this man, we questioned him before he went unconscious.
Definitely not
he's
dead.
Still unconscious, but he said something about they were some protectors of texts of the woods.
That seems very odd.
And look, what they've done to their faces. They're obviously some heathen pagans.
Well, I think it's very obvious. This man looks very different than the others that I've seen this evening.
They're very obviously Norse Vikings. They've invaded many times in the past.
Freya, with all due respect, sir, I've been around a little while, and I fought the Norse many a time. This man is not one of them.
Yes, well, maybe he looks like some sort of freak sideshow clown.
Wait, is his hood back on? Can you not see his face?
I can see his face very well, and he does not look like a Norseman, I will give you that. But the others that I have seen this evening were definitely Norsemen. They accosted us in the street.
Show them the scar.
What was that? What was that, Eldrick?
Yeah, what was that, Eldrick?
Oh, sorry. I'm just offering these good people some remedies, but show him in a scar. Ask him about the scar.
Show him the scar.
I show him his Harry Potter tattoo scar on his arm, the lightning bolt.
Well, this even more reinforces my assertion that he is with the Norse tribes. You know they're all heathens. They worship...
Odin?
Yes, and his wife, Frigga. It's Frigga. I think I would know. I'm the friar here. Are you the friar here, you drunken...
She's known as Freaky Frigga.
She is known as Freaky Frigga. I have heard that before.
Freaky Friday is a different thing.
Anyway, well, what makes you... What do you think happened to his face?
I don't know if that's some new thing they're doing or if he was just...
Born ugly.
Born ugly.
He might have seen many battles. The other two that we killed, they had similar scars on their faces. This was done deliberately. But look, Freya, even if these are Northmen, these aren't your usual raiders and Vikings. This is something else.
I think that reinforces the task that I have for you, is to bring word to the head of our order in Canterbury. I think that it would make the most sense for a group such as yourselves to take word to them. I have already taken the liberty or the time to write a letter that I was planning on giving to Balthazar here, if you would all be willing to accompany him.
The Fellowship of the Note.
Of the Ball.
We shall be called.
The Fellowship of the Ball, yes, well. Call yourselves whatever you like.
You have my spear.
And you have my ball.
And you have my sword, right, Friar? Sword?
No, we haven't been able to secure you a sword. Funds are tight. People pay their tithes in livestock, of all things.
You're the best guard that you've had for years.
I know, but you are still a guard.
That's got to hurt, doesn't it?
I mean, he's got a sword. Perhaps you should take up juggling.
It is a worthwhile profession, I assure you.
It's very
roll
lucrative.
To contain my single tear. I fail.
You are the most uncool kid I've ever seen.
Abel the Friar hugs you.
There. Just a few more seasons, and I am sure that somebody will tie the sword, and it will be yours.
Knows I've earned it. You want me to guide these ones?
I do. I think that you are the best here, but this takes priority. So let me give you this letter. Now, I must tell you, this is very important. This is sealed with the wax seal of the church, not the wax seal of Harry Potter or Hogwarts. It must remain sealed.
I immediately open it.
I take it from
you
a
drink
it.
You must keep it very safe. It is news of this Norse invasion, and if it arrives unsealed, that is a federal offense to tamper with the mail.
I'll turn you in too. I'll turn you right in.
But it really is an offense. They will arrest you if it arrives unsealed, so take very good care of it.
I'm not exactly quite sure why I'm here. I think I'm just going to sod off.
You know, you can trust in me, Friar. No.
It's interesting that you should fortuitously be here, because I believe the quickest way to get to Canterbury would be to take a boat along the Thames until you arrive to the ocean, and then go overland from there.
You guys want to ride my boat?
Somebody with a seafaring skill would be quite useful.
It's going to cost you guys a couple of quid, but yeah, I can make it happen.
Balthazar, if you successfully do this, I can guarantee Archie, between you and I, will convey upon you greater status than you even have now.
All right, seaman. Get me that one piece. I will pay you handsomely.
Come, follow the seaman.
Now, Ethelred, if you succeed in this mission, I have added to the letter that you will be conveyed a sword upon delivery.
To finally show my status.
As the top.
As senior guard.
Senior guard.
So long for this promotion.
And the promotion will be yours. And it won't... I mean, it will be a meaningless title change. We don't
assistant
have room. We don't have room in the budget for a raise.
I'll be assistant friar.
Assistant to the friar.
You may be assistant to the friar. Now, this is the most important part, is you don't take that directly to the cathedral. There is the head of the...
Shire?
The head of the Shire Reeve of Canterbury. He is in charge of everything administrative in the city, and so he will be the one to get you your sword and your rewards.
Friar, do you think mayhap you could tend to my wounds before we go?
Yes, that is sound judgment on your part. I want you to roll 1d6.
Oh boy.
Well, that was unfortunate.
1.
1d6 plus 1, so you get 2.
Oh, boy.
All thank right, give yourself 3. No. Don't tell anyone.
No, okay. Back to 10.
That's not bad. Double digits.
Are you fellas ready to jog on or what?
Yeah, are you guys going to leave right away?
Yes, goodbye.
Okay, good luck. Keep an eye out for the devil. Do not let him waylay you.
Is there a possibility that the devil's going to be a...
The devil always waylays people who are on the Lord's errand. I mean, he attempts to.
And as I said to your friar, there's some bad omens.
All right, we head out. Can we head to the boat?
Sure. Is there anything you want to do? Wait, why am I talking like that still? Okay, so you guys exit. You leave, Friar Abel can't play tonight.
Yeah, do we want to leave immediately? Do you want to leave in the morning?
It's up to you guys.
Maybe we are bed down for the night and head out in the morning.
I'm going to go sleep on my boat. It's where I sleep best.
All right, so you guys going to bed down for the night, or are you going to leave during the dead of night?
Yeah, we can bed down for the night and head out in the morning. It makes more sense.
Oh, here is the envelope that he...
Ooh, we open it.
You have to... That's the thing that I forgot to put in. If you're going to open it, you have to physically open it. Like the physical handout that Alex has. I don't have a... And then he'll have to read it. Sam also got a letter from the friar, if you want to read that to everybody, Sam.
Sure.
This was before the game started. He started the game with this.
Dearest Tosser, we request the honor of your presence at the Minstries in London an hour after sunrise tomorrow morning. The church has a favor that would place us in your debt and would earn our undying gratitude. Friar Abel can't play tonight.
Okay, so you guys bed down for the night. Everybody gain 1 hit point.
Hey everybody, this is Sam. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Arkham Files. As always, please leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to us on, and head on over to patreon.com/ The Arkham Files to check us out. Also take a look at our website, www.arkhamrpg.com, and you are awesome. Thank you for supporting us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.